The opinions expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.
And welcome back to World Money Talk Station at moneytalkstation.com. We are in our 15th year of broadcasting, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that has made World Money Talk Station a huge success over the past 15 plus years and our 25,000 plus listeners on a daily basis. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with a company that's been on with us for a couple of months. The company is i80 Gold. The website to go to, i80gold.com. The ticker symbol on the New York Stock Exchange is IAUX. i80 Gold is a Nevada-focused mining company with a goal of achieving mid-tier gold producer status through the development of four open pit and underground mining operations that will ultimately process ore at the company's central Lone Tree complex that includes an autoclave. Our very special guest is the CEO and director. Ewan Downey is an accomplished company builder and entrepreneur with more than 25 years experience in the mining sector, and he is joining us on our line right now. Ewan, good day to you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Great fall day up here in the north.
Very, very nice. It's a nice fall day down here in the south as well. Our temperatures are going down a little bit, but not as cool as we would like them, but that's okay. Before we get started into our conversation, catch our listeners up into in regards to how the company is doing up to date, if you would, please.
Well, despite the markets, the metals and mining and gold sector stock market has taken a bit of a beating so far this year, to say the least. It's mm-hmm. been a trying year for the sector, for sure. However, our projects have been advancing fantastically well. We've had a pretty phenomenal year with some great developments going on at our Cove project, with very high-grade mineralization being defined from underground. Our Granite Creek project, we're now full-time mining at our first mine site, and we're developing the South Pacific Zone, which is a new high-grade deposit located immediately adjacent to the current mine workings, and then our Ruby Hill project, which is expected to be our biggest mining operation, is advancing towards being permitted for underground mining as well. So it's been, all in all, a pretty fantastic year for the company, despite the fact that, especially of late, our shares have been under some pressure.
Yeah, that's understandable, definitely so, especially with the way that the price of gold has been fluctuating. You know, we've seen it go up, we've seen it go down, so it's kind of like a seesaw. It doesn't really know where it wants to go. And speaking of the price of gold, let's chat about that for a moment, given the current economic environment. What is your opinion about the direction of gold, where it's going to go?
I think there's never been a more important time to own gold than what we're seeing right now. The political strife that we're seeing, and not just in Russia and Ukraine now, but now it's expanding into the Middle East and potentially China and Taiwan, I'd say there's never been a more important time to own a currency mm-hmm. that doesn't have any political attachment. And the only currency that has no political attachment is gold. And so I think investors should be buying gold and gold stocks, and yet we've seen the price perform over the past several weeks on the back of what's happening in Israel and and that part of the world, and the gold price has performed like it should in these kind of times. But I think it's really speaking to, this is something that's longer than just I need to own gold because there's a conflict going on. There are lots of conflicts going on, and they'll probably just deepen as time goes on. So gold is should be the backbone investment in everybody's portfolio, in my view.
Yeah, definitely so, especially, you know, with the current geopolitical climate that's going on right now. It is important to build deposits at home, isn't it?
Yeah, there's been a lot of a lot of countries who have changed the laws. Look at what's happening right now in Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
Mali has had their issues again politically, and now what's happening in the Middle East is going to have ripple effects throughout Europe. And lastly, with the conflict between Ukraine and Russia, we saw Kinross's gold mine get essentially taken from them. So there's never been a more important time to source resources from your own backyard, in my view. And one thing that I-80 does is we are a made-in-the-USA company. We're 100% focused on Nevada, and Nevada is currently ranked number one in the world as the safest jurisdiction to do mining.
The ticker symbol, once again, folks, IAUX on the New York Stock Exchange, IAUX on the NYSE. The website you want to go to is i80gold.com, i80gold.com. I want to talk a little bit about gold stocks. In your humble opinion, is the interest still there? Is it decreasing? Is it increasing more? In your humble opinion, Ewan?
I'd say over the last 24 months, we've seen a pretty steady decrease in interest in gold stocks. And that's been surprising because today, gold is trading within 5% of its all-time high price. And I'm sure there's not a lot of sectors or commodities that can say that. So it's really performing well, yet investors have taken a different view on it. And over the past month, we've seen consistent outflows in the ETFs. But I think this is more of a North American phenomenon. When you look at what other countries are doing, China, Turkey, Poland, many other countries are basically selling their U.S. treasuries, selling their U.S. dollars, and they're buying gold. And I think we're seeing a bit of an economic war of sorts going on in the background that isn't being recognized here in the U.S. And though gold stocks are under pressure right now, I think it's more just sentiment towards them than the fact that they're not performing. And I guess there has been some companies whose financial performance hasn't kept up with the increase in price because of inflationary pressures, but those are starting to subside on our industry, and you'll start to see profits increase. So I really think it's more of a sentiment thing towards gold than anything else, and we as executives of mining companies, especially gold mining companies, need to be stewards of trying to explain to people why gold is so important and why gold stock investing should be so important.
Ewan, do you think that securing the resources that people need in their own backyard are really important and they shouldn't really rely on other countries for that?
100%. My example I had earlier, Kinross had essentially their number one mine was in Russia. And mm-hmm. then when the Russia conflict happened and everything that the U.S. has done towards that, the next thing you knew, the Russians essentially told them how much they were going to pay them to take their best mine. There's been mines shut down all over the world because of political unrest. There's blockades at a lot of places. Right now, I believe there's one union holding another union hostage underground in operation. So in a lot of other countries, we're seeing a lot of unrest amongst the amongst people with the different countries where we're getting our minerals from. We're seeing less and less certainty than we're going to get that. Europe, United States, nobody's getting oil and gas, essentially nobody from Russia anymore, which are one of the largest producers. So the best way to enhance our ability to get it is to do it here at home. And we need the governments in Canada and the United States, as far as I'm concerned, to change their tune. Their net zero by 2030 is not going to happen. There's just not enough minerals available to come anywhere close. And since that's the case, is embrace what you have and make sure that you get a good, safe supply of the resources we need to continue operating in our countries.
Now, you've been progressing Cove, and you released some extremely nice high-grade results. Can you elaborate on the developments at the Cove Mine Project before we go to break?
Cove is really our anchor gold project. Remember that i80 is not just a gold company. We're gold, silver, and base metals. But mm-hmm. in terms of our gold business, the Cove project is expected to be our primary asset. It's one of, if not the highest grade development stage gold project in North America right now. And we have spent the last several years permitting that project. So it is permitted for underground. We constructed the first phase of underground development and are now embarked on a pretty massive drill campaign to demonstrate that this is a continuous and mineable ore body. And the results we're seeing coming out of that project are amongst the highest grade, and especially when you look at the widths we're intersecting up to nearly 40 meters in places, I believe it's one of the most successful drill campaigns going on in North America right now.
Folks, the name of the company is i80 Gold. The website you want to go to is i80gold.com, i80gold.com. The ticker symbol IAUX on the New York Stock Exchange. Our very special guest is the CEO and the director of this very, very nice company, Ewan Downie. We're going to take a short pause, and we'll come back on the backside with more on i80 Gold. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Credit card bills have gotten out of hand. Call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-221
1-800-981-1215, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened, but with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-221-1215. If you order now, you'll receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-221-1215 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-221-1215.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Employees and staff of MoneyTalkStation.com and their families adhere strictly to the practice of not buying, selling, or owning shares of stocks, warrants, or options of any public companies presented on any programs presented on any show. This is our clear practice in our advertising agreement periods and period of 30 days before and after such time period that a company and its management are presented on the broadcast. MoneyTalkStation.com, its employees and staff, including any of our guests, follow the practice of not accepting any shares of stock, warrants, stock options, or any securities as compensation from any company presented on any program, on any show, on MoneyTalkStation.com. Advertising fees are accepted in U.S. dollars only and relate to commercial spots and or segments on MoneyTalkStation.com. All investments carry varying risks. Therefore, always investigate before you invest. For further information about our relationship with any of our advertisers, whether public or private, presented on MoneyTalkStation.com, please visit our website, which is www.MoneyTalkStation.com. Call 407-205-8255. Thank you for listening to MoneyTalkStation.com. Broadcasting worldwide. Money Talk the way you want it. This is MoneyTalkStation.com.
And welcome back to World Money Talk Station. The conversation continues with a very, very nice company, i80 Gold. They've been on with us for quite a few months now, doing very, very well with us. And the ticker symbol is IAUX on the New York Stock Exchange, IAUX on the NYSE, and of course the website you want to go to is i80gold.com, i80gold.com. Our special guest is the CEO and the director, Ewan Downey, and the conversation continues with Ewan. And Ewan, I want to ask, Ruby Hill has more than just gold, so i80 Gold is not just a gold company. You have exposure to other metals as well. Could you please explain the significance to our listening audience?
Yes, Ruby Hill is a district in the Eureka District, as it's called in Nevada. The Eureka District has a long and storied history of production of both gold and base metals. The base metals are primarily zinc and lead. Over 150-year history of mining. So a property like that, when we work it, we're not just looking for the gold deposits. And so we are advancing the development of both gold and base metal mining on that project. And it will make us a bit of a diversified producer. But when you look at the most successful mining companies out there, companies like Agnico, Barrick, Newmont, these companies all have a significant component of their revenue comes from base metals. So in my view, I believe it is very important for companies to not just be exposed to a single metal, because then your future is based on what happens to that one single commodity.
Right.
So having multiple commodities provides significant diversification for not only the company, but for investors as well. So it is a project that we actually believe will generate more revenue in the future from the base metals and from the gold. But as I mentioned earlier, that the Cove project is our flagship gold asset. So we are advancing Ruby Hill to be our cornerstone asset, but producing both gold and base metals.
Now, the company's goal is to become the second largest gold producer in the United States. What is your timeline, and what are some key milestones investors should be waiting for?
Our target to achieve that goal is a four-year target. So we are mining at our first operation. We're actually just ramping up operations at the first of three mining operations. Our second project, Cove, we are now underground and doing the definition work in advance of feasibility and then putting it into production. And Ruby Hill is being permitted. So I think some of the big catalysts or the things investors should be looking out for are the final permits for us going underground at Ruby Hill is a really key milestone for us to achieve. We expect to achieve that late this year, early next year. And at Cove, completing our hydrology work that'll give us the full mine permit that likely won't come for a bit after that, but it is permitted so that we are underground. And finally, we do expect to have some significant results coming out of all projects because we have active drilling programs going at all three sites.
All right, finally, why do you believe that gold and gold shares should be cornerstone assets in everybody's investment portfolios, and why should I-80 be in this portfolio, Ewan?
I just think political instability is something that isn't going away anytime in the
right.
near future. It's always been here. Whether it gets a little better for a few years or not at a time, there's always significant outside pressure. So I think that a fiat or a currency that is not be held to any government, so it's not a... There isn't any one government. The U.S. dollar is attached to the U.S. government. The Canadian dollar is attached to the Canadian government. So it is a currency with no political attachment. I think that's key. Anybody can make a Bitcoin or an equivalent cryptocurrency and launch it, and you can have an alternate form of currency. Whereas gold, there's only one gold, and it is in very small supply around the world to be able to mine. It comes in very minute quantities, so finding an economic gold deposit is very difficult. And every fiat currency in history has ultimately failed, whereas gold has stood the test of time. So I think gold is an investment that everybody should have, and a certain percentage should be in gold and physical gold and or gold stocks. Why is I-80 an investment that should be considered? Because we are a company that operates only in Nevada, USA. Nevada is currently ranked number one by the Fraser Institute, which is a large institute that rates jurisdictions for mining. And Nevada is currently ranked at the top of any country every year in terms of its policy perception and its investment attractiveness. And in 2022, was ranked number one in the world. And I wouldn't be surprised if it is again in 2023. So we are a company that operates in the safest mining jurisdiction in the world, and we own some of the highest grade gold deposits that you'll find anywhere in North America. So I think that those two things combined make us an attractive investment.
Folks, this is a great company. If you have not invested in this company, now is the time to do so. Go to the website i80gold.com. You can do your due diligence. You can do all your investigating. And once you read up on this wonderful company, that's when you're going to pull the trigger. I know you will. Our very special guest has been the CEO and the director, Ewan Downey. Ewan, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on again.
Folks, more information is coming up next right here at World Money Talk Station. And again, thank you for making us part of your daily digest and your financial diet as well for the past 15 plus years. We'll be back right after this.